Alright guys, I'm feeling loosey-woosey. Am I ready? Am I ever ready? Need to mentally prepare myself, I guess. I need to emotionally prepare myself. Okay. okay. All right, let's do this. Let's get loose. Loosey-woosey. Now I will begin. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? That was bad. Okay. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief that thou her maid art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious, her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses. I will answer it. I am too bold. 'Tis not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business to entreat her eyes, to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars. As daylight doth a lamp, her eyes in heaven would through airy regions stream so bright that binds that birds would sing and think were not night. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek. Ay me, she speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious to this night being over my head as is a winged messenger of heaven unto the white upturned wondering eyes of mortals that fall back to gaze on him when he bestrides the lazy pacing clouds and sails upon the bosom of the air. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if thou wilt not, but be sworn, my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet. Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this? 'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's a Montague? It is no hand, no foot, no arm, no face, no any other parts belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for thy name, which is no part of thee, take all myself. I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I never will be Romeo. What man art thou that thus bescreened in the night so stumbleth on my counsel? By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it's an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word. My ears have not yet drunk 100 words of that tongue's utterance, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague? Neither, fair saint. If either thee dislike, how comest thou hither, tell me, and wherefore? The Ocho walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art, if any of my kingsmen find thee here. With love's light wings did I ever perch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out, and what love can do that dares love attempt, therefore thy kingsmen are no let to me. If they do see thee, they will murder thee. Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity. I would not for the world they saw thee here. I have knight's cloak to hide me from their sight. And but thou love me, let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than desperate grove wanting of thy love. By whose direction found'st thou at this place? By love, whose first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore, washed with the farther sea, I would adventure for such merchandise. Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face, else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek. For that which thou hast heard me speak tonight, fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell compliment. Dost thou love me? I know that will say aye, and I will take thy word, yet if thou swear'st, thoughts may prove false at lovers' perjuries, then say, Jove laughs, O gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully, or if thou think'st I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay, so thou wilt woo, but else not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou may think my hard behavior light, but trust me, gentlemen, man, I'll prove more true than that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I confess, but that thou overhearst as I aware my true love's passion, therefore pardon me, and not impute this yielding to light love which dark night hath so discovered. Lady, by yonder blessed moon, I swear that tips with all the silver fruit tree tops. Oh, swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that thy love prove likewise variable. What shall I swear by? Do not swear at all. Or if thou wilt swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of elderry, and I'll believe thee. If my heart's death love, well, do not swear. Although I joy in thee, I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning which doth cease to be. One can say it lightens, sweet. Good night, this bud of love by summer's ripening breath may be a beauteous flower when we next meet. Good night to sweet repose and rest. Come thy heart as within my breast. Oh, wilt thou leave me on so unsatisfied? What satisfaction canst thou have tonight? The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine. I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I were to give it again. Wouldst thou withdraw it for what purpose, love? But to be frank, and give it thee again. And yet I wish but for the thing I have. My bounty is as boundless as the sea, my love as deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite. I hear some noise within, dear love. Adieu. And on goodness. Sweet Montague, be true. Stay but a little, I will come again.